Arctagubin, hello, friend, and greetings once again in that marvelous, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. O beloved, Jesus Christ is the bread of God. He that cometh to me, Jesus said, shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. Have you put your faith and trust in him? Do you know the fullness, the satisfaction, the contentment, the filling that comes through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ? He satisfies the hunger of the human spirit, beloved. He will fill your life to overflowing. He will give you abundant life if you will put your faith and trust in him, receive him as Savior, and receive his gift of salvation and forgiveness through believing in and accepting him. Believing that he died for your sins, that he was buried, that he arose from the grave, that he lives today. Asking him to come into your life and forgive you for your sin, he will come in, beloved, and will be delighted to mail to you materials that will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a Bible correspondence course that we'd be delighted to mail to you absolutely free and postage paid. All we would need from you is that you send back the answer sheets so that we can grade them for you. We'll give you a certificate of completion once you have finished the Bible course. And we have several different Bible courses. And if you finish all four of the Bible courses, we'll send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible, absolutely free and postage paid for completing all four of the Bible courses. That's the first four. And then we have additional Bible courses on top of that. So you can write to us and we'll be delighted to get you started. Our address, Bob Griggs, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Post Office Box 825, Ignacio, that's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, Ignacio, comma, Colorado, that's capital C-O, period, and our zip code 81137-0825. We do look forward to hearing from you, beloved, and it's our privilege and joy to be able to share the Word of God with you today. Now, once again, we're looking into the Word of God as we're talking about how that God's Word is true. And hiding God's Word in our heart, memorizing it, hiding it in our heart will enable us to stand against the wicked one. And having done all to stand in the evil day. Deuteronomy is in the Old Testament. It's one of the Pentateuch, one of the first five books of the Bible, written by Moses under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 18, we read these words, Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart, and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. Words of instruction from God to Israel regarding the importance of the Word of God. They were to have God's Word as a part of their everyday living. Wherever they went, they were to take the Word of God with them. And, beloved, what was true for Israel is true for you and me as children of God. We who have put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, how important it is that we lay up these, my words, in your heart. That we lay God's words up in our heart and in our soul. the heart picturing the spirit of man and the soul of man, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. In other words, we're to have God's Word with us all the time. We're to hide it in our heart, in our spirit. We're to have it available to use to stand against the wicked one, our enemy, Satan. And then if you'll turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 22, and notice what Job said in Job chapter 22, and notice the words of Job. Job 22:22, "Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart." Oh yes, beloved, we need to receive God's word and lay it up in our heart, hide it in our heart. Remember what David the psalmist said in Psalm 119:9-11, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word." That's how we can cleanse our way. "With my whole heart have I sought thee," David wrote. "Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Oh, beloved, how important it is to hide the Word of God in our heart. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Notice what Solomon wrote here in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 3 and 4. "So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." O beloved, binding the word, notice verse 3, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." Do you want to find good favor in man's sight, beloved? Then hide God's word in your heart and obey the word of God. It will give you favor in the sight of God as well as favor in the sight of man. Why? Because you will be honest, because you will be trustworthy, because you will be dependable, because you will be responsible. Because these are truths, basic truths, that the Word of God will instill and instruct you in obeying and in practicing in your day-by-day living. Men will admire you, they will respect you, and they will want to use or to have you working for them because you're trustworthy, you're dependable. They can count on you to keep your word. They can count on you to do what you say you will do, because the Word of God teaches us these things, to do whatever our hand finds to do with all of our might, and to do it as unto the Lord. Oh, yes, beloved, God's Word teaches us these things. That's why we need to hide the Word of God in our heart. "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." You see, beloved, God's Word will benefit your life in every respect and in every way. It will enable you to find favor with God as well as with man. You'll find God's blessings upon your life because of your obedience to His Word. You'll find men respecting you and admiring you, looking up to you, wanting to hire you and have you working for them because you are trustworthy, because you are someone that they can rely upon, someone they can depend upon, someone that they can have confidence in. Oh, beloved, how vital, how important it is that we hide God's Word in our heart, and that we obey the Word of God, that we might not sin against Him. God's Word is powerful, beloved. It's powerful. Over in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, we read just how powerful God's Word is, beloved. through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That's how powerful God's Word is, beloved. God spoke this universe into existence. These things that we see, the universe, that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. When you and I make something with our hands, we have to make it out of something that's already in existence. But, beloved, when God made the world, He made it out of nothing. Oh, yes, we hear a lot about the Big Bang Theory, but where did the materials come from for the Big Bang? Man has no explanation. Beloved, there's only one explanation. That is God. God brought it all about. God created it all. God spoke it all into existence by the power of the words of His mouth. Beloved, God's Word is powerful. It is powerful. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1. And notice Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. Notice again, who being, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Who is it that upholds all things by the word of His power? It is the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom all things were created, and without whom was not anything made that was made. Oh, beloved, He is before all things, and by Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, all things consist. All things hold together. Oh, beloved, Jesus Christ is Almighty God. Yes, indeed, that's who the Lord Jesus Christ is. He is the eternal God. Look with me again to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Remember, for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Oh, yes, beloved, God's word is powerful. He even knows the thoughts and intents of your heart. Till next time, goodbye.